And well, first of all, Dave, let's get into what happened overnight or when all of this rain started and how much rain has been reported out of areas in the southern tier so far.
Well, yesterday afternoon we had a line of showers that formed over Lake Huron and slowly worked its way over southern Ontario, moving over far southwestern New York late afternoon. Kind of went off and on for a few hours in the evening hours and then really got going throughout the overnight hours after about midnight or so. And it was fairly continuous across a good section of Chautauqua County right through daylight. We've had reports on the order of 2.5 to 3.5, maybe even some reports higher than 3.5 inches in a 3 or even a 6 hour period. That type of rainfall in such a short period of time generally produces quite a bit of a river and stream flooding. A lot of creeks that are normally dry are running quite high at this point and well over their banks.
As you mentioned, of course, that's a lot of rain all at one time. At the same time, we've had, I would say, a fairly wet spring so far. Has that contributed, perhaps, to some of the flooding that we've seen down there as well?
Well, the spring tends to be highly variable from location to location. When you have the trees starting to come out as they are right now, a lot of that rainwater can get soaked up fairly quickly. So what you need is over a week's time, you usually need a lot of rain. And down toward the southern tier, we've had quite a bit of rain over the past week, off and on over the week. And so a lot of the ground down there is saturated, and it doesn't take much to start flooding problems.
And what about that type of the rain that was there? Was it just a system that just kind of hung there, or was it moving through? Can you kind of describe that?
Well, what happens is you have a very narrow line of thunderstorms that continues to reform over the same area over time. So the thunderstorms themselves move off to the south and east, but more form on the back edge. So what appears to be over a long period of time is just a continuous, we call it training, a continuous train of showers and thunderstorms over one location.
And what about how long will that continue, or is it pretty much done for them for now?
It's done for now, which is a good thing. We'll have several hours of dry weather, and then we'll have a weak cold front coming through later on this afternoon that might produce another quick burst of shower and thunderstorm activity. But the worst is definitely over at this point.
And then what about for Buffalo and the immediate vicinity today?
For Buffalo and vicinity, kind of the same deal. We'll have a dry period. There's a weak line of showers off to the north and east of us right now. But overall, we're expecting a dry period for roughly two to four hours. And then towards the afternoon, we'll have a chance for some more thunderstorms this afternoon. And then that, too, will start to push off to the east. After that, it'll just be pretty run-of-the-mill showers here and there, mostly dry periods for 2 or 3 days, and then a pretty good Memorial Day weekend.
Well, that's encouraging. And so nothing, though, we shouldn't expect anything like what they saw down in Chautauqua County earlier.
Nope, not at all. That's a very unique event that occurs in usually a very small area, and we're not expecting anything like that over Buffalo.
Dave, as always, thanks for your time.
Very good.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.